Barry Sullivan in...
The Unexpected.
I'd planned that vacation for months. Yes, I'd planned it all. 2 weeks. 2 weeks in the High Sierras alone with Kathy. A second honeymoon. And everything would have worked out just the way I'd planned if I hadn't met the unexpected.
The unexpected. A secret future, a hidden destiny waiting for you. Where? When? Who knows? Tomorrow, today, an hour from now, perhaps in just a moment, you too will meet
the unexpected.
Before our story, here's a word from our announcer. And now, one of America's favorite motion picture stars, Barry Sullivan, in Handle with Care, a drama of the unexpected.
The hot afternoon sun wilted my collar and the sidewalk sizzled under my feet, but I didn't notice the heat. Not me, no sir, I was too happy. And why not? Tomorrow I'd be 500 miles away from the city on my vacation. 2 weeks alone with Kathy, away from everything and everyone. Yes, sir, we'd be able to make a fresh start. I remembered our first honeymoon, when I was all that Kathy needed. But now somehow she'd changed. She said she wanted to get a divorce. Ah, but the next 2 weeks would bring her back to me. Kathy! Kathy! Hey, where are you, Kathy?
In the bedroom, Kathy.
I'll come in and help you. My things won't take long. Gosh, Kathy, you don't need all this stuff. We're only going to be gone 2 weeks. Say, are you taking this old trunk, too?
Yes.
Why, in heaven's name? It's big enough to hold everything you own.
Please get out of my way, Philip. I want to pack this evening gown.
What do you want formal clothes for in a mountain cabin?
Don't be stupid, Philip. I'm not going on your silly little vacation.
What? What do you mean?
I mean I'm leaving you. For good.
Oh, you can't. You promised that you'd give me these 2 weeks.
Stop kidding yourself, Philip. If you want the truth, I never have loved you. Not from the very beginning.
Kathy, you can't mean that. You always
said
that...
Now, Philip, be a good boy and call the express company to pick up my trunk. I'm leaving for Reno tonight.
Reno?
Don't be difficult, Philip.
No, Kathy. No, I won't give you a divorce. I won't.
I'm leaving you. Get that through your thick head.
You've got to listen to reason. Kathy, my darling,
Don't touch me, Philip.
But, Kathy, really,
Can't you understand? I don't want you near me.
I won't let you out of this room.
Get out of my way.
No. Kathy.
I'm sorry I had to slap you. Maybe now you'll stop acting like a baby and give me a divorce.
I'd rather see you dead.
Philip, let go of me. Philip, you're hurting me. I can't breathe. No, Philip. I won't leave you, Philip. Stay up. Let go.
Kathy, you all right? Kathy, get up. We've got to finish packing for our vacation. You're going with me. Kathy! She's dead. Kathy's dead. I don't know how long I stood there staring at her. At first, I just didn't believe she was dead. I told myself she's fainted, that she'd be all right. But I knew she wouldn't. And then for the first time, it hit me. I'd killed her. I started to run out of the house. I didn't know where I was going, but I had to get away. I couldn't let them find me. They'd know I'd done it. But sooner or later, they would find me. I couldn't run far enough and... Unless, yes, of course, unless they didn't know she'd been killed. So I walked back into the bedroom. There was the trunk, Kathy's trunk, open in one corner of the room. Why not put her body in it, send it up to the cabin? Then I could say she disappeared while she was out hiking. And even if they found her, no one would be able to tell how she died. It seemed so simple. I called the express company, and they said a man would be right over to pick it up, the trunk. Then I wrote out a shipping tag. Linden Cabin, Silver Pine, California.
I'm from Express Company. You got trunk? You want ship?
That's right. In here.
Okay. Where she go?
She?
The trunk. Where you want to send?
Oh. The address is on the shipping tag.
But it sure is heavy. Hey, what you got in there?
Why, just some clothes and things.
Well, whatever it is, we get it there safe and sound. Handle with care. That's our motto.
He walked on down the path, bent double under the heavy weight of the trunk. I leaned against the wall, almost sick with relief. I was safe. No one would ever find out now. I went to the door and looked out. It was as though someone had kicked me in the stomach. What had gone wrong? Where had I slipped up? Who had sent for the police?
Why, hello.
What is it, officer?
Linden, don't you recognize me?
Oh, it's Charlie Cooper.
Why, sure. Didn't Kathy tell you? I'm on the force. I was sworn in the day before yesterday. Haven't even arrested anybody yet. Hey, how do you like the uniform, huh?
Fine, Charlie.
Well, that's more like it. You know, someday you may be glad to have a policeman for your next-door neighbor.
Why do you say that?
Well, I might come in handy. Where's Kathy?
Kathy? Why, she's out.
Oh, I thought you two were going off on your vacation tonight. That's why I stopped in, to tell you goodbye.
Yes, we are leaving. Kathy's gone downtown to do some last-minute shopping. She's meeting me at the depot.
Gee, I'm sorry to have missed her.
Yeah, well, I'll tell her goodbye for you. I'm glad you stopped in, Charlie. It's nice that you got such a good job.
Well, aren't you going to answer the door?
Huh? Oh, yes, the door. Wait a minute, I'll be right back.
Mr. Linden, this trunk of yours.
What about it?
It's not packed right. We hit bump down on Oak Street. I think he's come open.
Well, what do you mean?
Just like I say, he's come apart.
All right, I'll take care of it. Just leave it here.
Okay. Want me to pick it up later?
Yes, later.
Oh, you better put on new shipping tag. All one must come off. Can't find it.
Yes, I will. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Don't worry, I will.
Hey, what's the matter, Phil?
Oh, Kathy's trunk. She didn't pack it right. It started to come open.
I thought you and Kathy were only going away for 2 weeks.
We were. We are. Why?
Isn't that an awful big trunk for such a short vacation?
Well, yes, I guess it is. But you know Kathy, she always takes twice as much stuff as she needs.
Oh, that's all right. I can help you repack it. I'm an expert packer from way back.
But I don't have the key. I think Kathy's got it. Yeah, that's right. She took all the luggage keys with her.
Well, maybe I can pry it open.
No, don't do that. It would ruin the trunk. Charlie, how about a drink? It's so warm. I need one.
Well, you go ahead. I want to see if I can jimmy this lock.
But, Charlie, I...
Hey, what's the matter with us? This trunk's wide open.
Open?
And look, all you have to do is push this little button and drop the hasp like this. Flip these catches, and the lid will lift right up.
Charlie, I...
Here she goes.
All right, Charlie, now you know.
Know what? Here, take these rugs off the top.
Rugs?
Now, what's all this? Sweaters, socks, here's a coat. I never saw so much junk. Look at all these old clothes.
Clothes? Is that all there is?
Yep, just rock bottom.
Nothing but old clothes?
Well, what did you expect to find? Oh,
Charlie, this isn't my trunk.
Well, you said it was.
Yeah, I know, I was wrong. It looks the same, but those aren't Kathy's things. I'd better go right down to the express company and see them. Maybe they've still got my trunk and they've mixed it up with this one. Maybe they'll deliver it to the wrong place. I ought to try and catch them.
Oh, don't be silly. Use the phone.
Yeah, that's right. I'll use the telephone.
Good afternoon, Express Company.
Hello, this is Philip Linden. My trunk, I was shipping it to Silver Pine. You remember? Well, the man brought it back, said it had to be repacked, but they sent back the wrong one.
Oh, well, just a moment. The truck's coming in, and I'll check with the driver.
Have they got your trunk down there, Phil?
I don't know. They're looking for it now.
Hello, Mr. Linden?
Yes, hello.
Yes, we do have another trunk here like the one you sent.
It must be mine, then.
I'm sure it is. But the shipping tag on this one's been lost. We'll have to check the contents to be absolutely safe.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't bother, please.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. Joe, open up that trunk, will you? The guy's waiting on the phone. You'll have it open in a moment, sir. Now, for identification purposes, would you please describe some of the contents? You see, it's odd.
Hey, Did they find your trunk, Phil?
Yes. Yes, they found it. Charlie, there's something I'd better tell you. They'll know anyway as soon as they open that trunk. Kathy's dead, Charlie. I killed her.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Wait for...
The Unexpected.
But now, here again is our announcer. And now, the surprising conclusion to Handle with Care, a drama of the unexpected.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Linden. This is the Express Company. Hello? Hello? Must have hung up. Gee, I wonder if I should call him back and tell him that we found the tag on his trunk. Oh, well. We'll just send it on up to Silver Pine like it says. Guess he won't mind that we didn't have to open it. Oh, and Joe, it's marked fragile. Better be careful with it. Wonder what anyone would ship in an old trunk like that that has to be handled with care.
Handle with Care, a drama of the unexpected, starred Barry Sullivan and featured Virginia Gregg and John Faustini. It was produced by Alvin C. Gershenson, written by Robert Lippitt and Frank Burt, and directed by Frank K. Danzig. And now this is Hal Sawyer, inviting you to listen again soon when another of your favorite motion picture stars meet...
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected is a Hamilton Whitney production, transcribed in Hollywood.